Ucucucamba. Ucucucamba. Ucucucamba.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Robin Isler with Central Valley Health in with us to talk to us today about the new Community Health Improvement Plan. Robin, welcome to our show, and what is the Community Health Improvement Plan?
Thanks for having me. Yes. Well, as you know, Warren, that not every community might have the same health issues. Like, you know, we would all say we're not like New York, right?
Right.
Here in Jamestown. We might not even be like Fargo. So what Central Valley has been doing is that we have been working with some community members. We're trying to make Jamestown and Stutsman County the healthiest place to live, learn, work, and play. And that's kind of our vision and our mission. And so we began back in 2011 with a grant that we had from one of our national partners, NACHO, that allowed us to spend like 18 months of intense planning process to assess our community and write a plan.
Okay, so now then basically these group members get together to discuss certain issues that should be addressed with the grant. Who are these community health members that
sure.
are with this?
Sure. Well, we had a core group of leaders from Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the University of Jamestown, the Human Service Center, Social Services, our schools, and also our clinics. So we were the leader of that group, and we started sort of a process to determine what is our health issues and what does our community really care about and what are they concerned about.
Okay, now is this just for the Jamestown community or is this for Stutsman County?
You know, we'll say it's for Stutsman County, and okay. we also did the same process in Logan County, but okay. we did keep them separate, although at the end their issues are similar to what ours are here in Stutsman.
Okay, so now when you guys met, what were some of the health issues that were reviewed and discussed?
Sure, so we came up with four main themes that emerged after we started going through this process. And they were obesity and physical activity. People are concerned about that. We're concerned here in our community about mental health, and that might be because we have our state hospital here mm-hmm. and a lot of people stay in our community with mental health issues. Youth alcohol, and then safe driving really across all the ages. So those have been our priority areas that we really want to focus on and try to make a difference.
Okay, so now what is happening to address these issues in our community, Robin?
Well, we have you know, some really exciting things that happened once we finished up with this process. We formed a community health partnership group, and this group meets monthly the fourth Thursday at noon at the Human Service Center. And various people from other health-related agencies come to this meeting, and so we've been kind of working on the plan and trying to work on other issues that emerge, and grants. So we've had some exciting opportunities with grants because we did this process to help us make a difference around these four areas.
Okay, now with these monthly group meetings on the fourth Thursday, you say at noon,
mm-hmm.
Are these open to the public as well? I know I asked you that, but is public opinion welcome at these meetings?
Well, it sure is, and you know, if someone wants to know more, they can email me and I can give that at when we're done here. But mm-hmm. yes, I mean, the public is invited. We do have some public members that come. We have limited space, though. But,
right.
You know, yes, if someone's concerned about a certain health area, you know, we definitely would like to know about that.
Right. Perfect. So now you spoke earlier. You said that you guys have grants. Do you want to talk about what grants that the Central Valley Health has?
Sure. Well, the first one that we received was a Blue Cross Blue Shield recess grant, and we actually got about $50,000. It was $25,000 for Stutsman and $25,000 for Logan County.
Wow, okay.
Right. And, you know, you don't always see grants that come to actually purchase equipment that we could use for physical activity mm-hmm. opportunities. So what they did here in Stutsman County was that the YMCA and the JRMC, the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, they actually worked together to increase some opportunities at the YMCA. So they have this virtual trainer where you can go in and you pick if you want to do yoga or you want to do Pilates, and you can go. Then there's a big screen TV, and then it's like you have your own little coach that you can train with at that period of time. In Logan County, they use the money for like frisbee golf and a climbing wall and some exercise class. So it was that type of, and we're just finishing up that funding now in December. So really increased the activity. The YMCA also has some scholarship opportunities for people who can't afford the fee to be part of the members there. So
wow. So there's been some fantastic grants, and they have already gone towards one of the main issues that you guys are focusing on already.
Right, with physical activity. The next one that we received is we just got a $5,000 grant that we're going to be, there's a New Year, New You challenge that will be coming up in January. So when we're all doing bad things over the holidays here and eating too much and not being able to exercise, that'll be an opportunity in our community. And we're going to be doing some worksite wellness activities with some of those funds. Another exciting one that you might not think of is Central Valley had a grant to do some suicide awareness. So we've been doing some screening for depression with people who come into the health department, some of our clients, and that was like a $10,000 grant too.
So there's a lot of opportunities that the Central Valley Health is allowed to use for our area, for Stutsman County and Jamestown.
Right, and we really want to, we partner with our, with the hospital and the clinics and the schools to have these activities happen.
Okay. So now with this health committee that's meeting, what are some future plans for health in our community, for improvement of health?
Sure. Well, we want to keep meeting monthly. I mean, that's the goal, is to bring the group together. Okay. There's other things that are going to be popping up in our community that we want to address as well. And some of those things that we've been talking about is the homeless issue, housing in our community. Like I mentioned before, the New Year challenge, which is more fun maybe than looking at the homeless and the housing issues. But we keeping informed and letting us all know what we're doing as agencies, so we don't duplicate that. I think there's will be some things that'll be coming with safe driving practices, just to remind people. And it's not just texting and driving that we're talking about here. I mean, it can be eating while you're driving. Right. Elderly people driving maybe when they shouldn't be. So those are some of the things that we're working on. We also have an opportunity for a big grant that'll deal with adult binge drinking and access for youth and alcohol. So those are some things we're working on next.
So lots of opportunities there.
Yeah.
So now, Robin, do you have a place that people can go if they want to learn more information or if they want to attend this health coalition?
Right. So we do have the Community Health Assessment and the Community Health Improvement Plan at Central Valley Health District's website. I believe it's also on the hospital website.
Okay.
So you can check out that at Central Valley Health. org if you want to actually read the documents that were created. You can email me at centralvalley@centralvalleyhealth.org, and I will get that email, and I can tell you more about the opportunities that we have available. And then just, listen to the radio and watch any other print, newspaper, whatever, to see what we might be doing in the community to work with this community health improvement plan.
All right. Now, Robin, you also said there is now they can probably go down to Central Valley Health's offices as well to get information,
too. Yes, and that's at 122 2nd Street Northwest here in Jamestown.
Okay. Perfect. Robin, is there anything else that we're missing on this? I mean, there's lots of opportunities and a way for the community to get involved and express their concerns about what what Central Valley Health can focus on as well.
Right. I think we're just looking for opportunities, and just to let the public know that people are working on things that with health in our community and trying to improve what we all do and what we're all concerned about with health.
Right. Absolutely. Robin, thank you very much for coming on to our show today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.